Hi, I'm Alex Van Halen, and you're not.
Hey, this is Eddie Van Halen in the studio.
Yours truly, David Lee, right here with Redbeard.
Thank you, Diamond Dave, a nickname the original and current lead singer earned in part because of his natural penchant for the glitz of show business, a trait not shared by Eddie and Alex Van Halen.
From the very beginning, we just felt like, okay, Dave, if that was what you want me to wear, okay, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he used to rag my ass about the way I dressed.
So one day I wore a dress.
Yeah, he did. He wore a dress. Yeah. Here.
Tim, the studio. Here.
Just in the studio.
Yeah, showed up in a dress.
Oh, yeah. The worst part was driving. People see me. The thing you have to remember, in music, there is a creative side. There is the, what I guess we'll call the self-indulgent side, meaning how you want to express yourself. But there's also a side of other people, how they think you should appear. If you're going to play a wedding, you have to wear a tuxedo, or else you ain't getting the gig. It's that simple. At that time, people were so image conscious, or at least to a certain extent of how things should look, like you said, with the poofy hair and the rest of the stuff. To be quite honest with you, even now, things have changed to the point where now people are trying so hard
not to
be something. They shave their heads. They pierce every part of their body they can imagine.
Ugly is in.
No, I wouldn't say ugly,
well,
but
it's just
human nature. That's all it is.
But
it's
really,
very simple. Because the bottom line is, when you were
close your eyes and listen to music, what's the damn difference?
When you were born, and when I were born, we didn't know about shirts or pants. We didn't speak the English language. No. But because you hang with other people, you have to communicate.
Yeah.
And certain people relate to certain ways, whether it's a dress or the language or the look. It's that simple. We were just jeans and t-shirts.
I recorded all first four records with that same blue shirt.
Change.
Van Halen off the chain for 1981's Fair Warning album, reportedly an arduous recording which fell largely on the shoulders of Eddie Van Halen. What made it a breech berth for Ed? Was it persistent pressure to record outside material? Personality clashes inside the band? Drugs and alcohol? Here's former member and original bass player Michael Anthony.
Yeah, I think it was probably a little bit of everything like that. I mean, because those were times also where he would spend a lot of time in the studio, him and Don Landy. Sometimes, you know, they'd pull all-nighters or stay up for like 2-3 days. And, you know, I just think it was just kind of a combination of everything, plus the ongoing, the thing that was starting to grow with our relationship and between us and Roth, which would eventually come to a head during the 1984 tour. I think, you know, that was part of it also. That plus the fact, you know, Ted Templeman and, you know, the wanting to do remakes of songs and Ed wanting to do his own thing.
Which now included Mrs. Edward Van Halen. As a popular TV actress, Valerie Bertinelli felt that she had showbiz cred, which didn't always fit with David Lee Roth's opinions.
Right, yeah, you could always feel the tension in the room when those two either were talking with each other or, you know, I mean, they got along. You could tell they got along. And, you know, I know Dave was also doing it for Ed's sake, you know, he didn't want any tension within the band, but you could tell that, you know, that something wasn't right there. That, and plus, Valerie, she's very opinionated and very strong-willed. And, you know, she would say, if she didn't think that something was right, let's say if Dave had Ed wearing something or whatever, she'd go, Ed, I don't think that looks right. You know, you ought to tell Dave and whatever. And up to that point, you know, we had been pretty passive with Dave as far as a lot of things concerning the band, like the interviews, stuff like that. And all of a sudden, it's like Ed was going, hey, Dave, you know, I don't think blah, blah, blah. And it's like, ooh. And I think, and Dave knew that Valerie was a part of that. And I think that even, you know, made the tension even worse.
Check me out on the good side here. When my baby's on the corner and she's looking so fine. Put one and one together and it blew my mind. A man needs love to live. I'm the living proof. Catch that smile and I have the room. Big double take, but you keep on walking. I'm in love. Once over.
Anyway.
In the shoulda, woulda, coulda department, I'll never understand why the Poppin' Little Shuffle Is This Love from 1981's Fair Warning album wasn't a huge hit for Van Halen. Alex Van Halen found the disappointment deeply affecting.
I don't write lyrics, but I same as with music, that when you bare your soul and you put your heart and soul into something and you give it to somebody else to kind of judge it, I mean, that is part of you is being judged. And if they say, hey, man, this really, I mean, this is bad. This is bad news. And you feel it's a personal, not only an insult, but, oh, my God, you know, am I really a jerk or something? So it can be
putting it out on the old chopping block.
It can be very emotional.
So as I said, by 1982, Van Halen had become a series of contradictions. And while their fifth album, Diver Down, did peak at number three sales, fully half of the songs were oldies by other bands. You know, cover versions that would have been in Van Halen's bar band sets back on the Sunset Strip when label producer Ted Templeman first saw the band, according to former member Michael Anthony.
Well, yeah, Ted was always the kind of guy who always was looking for a hit. You know, he had bands like the Doobie Brothers and Linda Ronstadt and people like that that were always, you know, very hit-oriented. And I remember he'd always say, why don't you guys try doing a remake of this song? That could be a hit again. I always remember Ted saying that. And I think it was our Diver Down album was where that all really kind of came to a head, because I think at least half that album was cover songs. And it was at that point that I remember Ed standing back and going, hey, wait a minute here. You know, this is Van Halen. We have our own music. We have our own thing to say. And Ted was trying to, you know, and Dave, in a way, was kind of with that, too. You know, we're looking for that hit, but looking for it that way, you know, rather than trying to write our own Stairway to Heaven.
We'll be right back.
Van Halen. I'm Redbeard, back in the studio after the jump.